Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, NASA launches a mission essentially to the center of the moon. Weather permitting, two unmanned spacecraft blast off from Cape Canaveral, and in about 3 months, they'll begin mapping the moon's gravitational pull. It's part of what's called the Gravity Recovery and Interior Laboratory, or GRAIL, project. Its lead investigator is MIT professor Maria Zuber, who recently joined us here in the studio to explain why NASA wants, for the first time ever, to delve into the core of the moon.
The interior of a planet has a lot to say about what the record is on the surface. And we haven't studied the interior of a planet, except for Earth, in nearly as much detail as we have the opportunity to do with the moon, especially in terms of its early evolution. And if you look at the moon and its heavily cratered surface, Earth used to look like that. The moon, when it formed, it differentiated, which means that the heavy stuff sunk to the interior. That generated heat and melting. There were probably plumes in the interior, hot plumes that brought material up to the surface. The near side of the moon is very different from the far side of the moon. We don't understand why that happened. And because of the fact that the moon is nearby, it's accessible, and it has a very well-preserved old surface, we have the opportunity to take the information we've gained from other missions that have studied the surface and combine them with this unprecedented data that we're going to get from the lunar interior and put all that information together and essentially reconstruct the crime. Go back and look at the detective story of what the story of the moon was.
You said that GRAIL might tell us more about the beginning of us. Are you talking about mankind?
I'm not saying that the moon ever developed life, quite the contrary. There's no evidence whatsoever that that's the case. But the first life developed on Earth on the order of 3.5 billion years ago or so. And we don't have that record preserved on Earth. But that record is preserved on the moon.
Let me ask you about gravity, which the spacecraft are going to measure on the moon. In lay terms, how do you go about measuring surface gravity?
It's actually quite simple. There are two spacecraft. They're chasing each other around the moon. And we are essentially looking at how the distance between those two points changes, and that gives you the velocity of the two spacecraft. And if you look at how the velocity of the spacecraft changes, that's something we call acceleration, and gravity has units of acceleration. So this all comes down to the fundamental measurement that GRAIL makes is measuring the distance between two points, but we measure it extremely, extremely precisely.
Down to a micron or less?
In terms of the change of the distance, we measure the velocity change between the two spacecraft of a couple of tenths of a micron per second. So that's about the size of a red blood cell.
Let me ask you this question. Recently, in fact, just a few weeks ago, I think scientists raised the possibility that the Earth at one time had a second moon. It was a study published, I think, in the journal Nature, a moon that died in a collision with the one moon that we now know. Might GRAIL help confirm that or dash that theory?
Absolutely. In fact, the authors, when they wrote the paper, laid out a list of testable hypotheses, so things that would be true to support their theory, and they mentioned observations from GRAIL could assist that. So the idea behind this is that on the backside of the moon, there's a large, elevated, mountainous region. Their suggestion was that we believe that the moon formed due to a collision of a Mars-sized body into Earth, and then material was thrown off, which formed a disk in Earth orbit that coalesced to form the moon. Their idea was that it formed two moons. And so what happened is that this smaller moon, it would have been about a third of the size of our moon, would have been stable for a while and nudged itself to the point where it hit our moon, but at a very low velocity. So it was essentially a collision instead of an impact. The smaller moon would have added more material to the moon than it ejected in the collision, and it would have formed a mountain instead of a hole.
Given what we've talked about, it sounds like the two GRAIL spacecraft could be on station for a long time doing a very long mission, but the truth of the matter is that the mission itself is pretty short in duration, and the lifespan of these spacecraft is fairly short, or at least could be fairly short.
It's 6 months. These are two small spacecraft, and they are solar-powered, And in the orbit that they will be in, they were designed to operate in between lunar eclipses where they are shadowed for periods of several hours every 6 months. We designed the whole mission to be able to collect the data that was needed for the analysis to occur within that period.
Depicting the words that make the acronym GRAIL have more than a scientific meaning for you, is there something spiritual there? Are you hoping to find something that unlocks a mystery?
The concept of the Holy Grail, of how the early planets formed and evolved, I have to admit that was in the back of our mind when we were thinking about naming the mission.
Professor Zuber, thank you very much for coming in. Very good to meet you, and very good luck with GRAIL.
Great. Thank you very much.
MIT Professor Maria Zuber is the lead investigator for NASA's GRAIL mission, which is scheduled to launch this morning.